This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth and a quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Father, we thank you once again for this evening. We thank you for help. We thank you for your Spirit. We thank you for the authority that is set in this house. We ask that you bless us once again in the name of Jesus. You cause us to fetch from your table in the name of Jesus. You give us resource for the days ahead. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I'll just be speaking also on the theme that we'll be talking about, you know, power and capacity to lead about a sister. Let's read that First Peter. Say, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. They give honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. The first two things I'm going to look at is not the upper part, is the two lower part. Say grace of life. Say grace of life. So you'll be wondering, why is Peter tying the demand or the requirement from a man to grace of life? He said, you are both heirs together of the grace of life. I now went for that your prayer may not be hindered. So prayer can be hindered. And if prayer is being hindered, that means that your project of life is being hindered. Because your prayer life is not prayer for car. It's not prayer for job. While you are praying for life. While you are praying is that you are praying that the grace of life will come to you. So if my prayer is being hindered, then I'll stop the project of grace of life. I'll stop what? The project of grace of life. Because Peter was not just writing anyhow. He was writing with a definite purpose and intent of heart. Hallelujah. So having power to lead about a sister is a serious matter. I can shipwreck my faith leading about a sister. My power capacity can drop by leading about a sister. Now, we'll use this analogy. Imagine that generator you have outside, our church generator. It's power, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, we are going to use that generator to define power and capacity. Because in the beginning, in Genesis, when they brought all the animals to Adam, he could not find a help that is meat. Then, out of that same Adam, they brought forth a woman that you call today a sister. And when they brought that sister to Adam, he said, this is the bone of my bone. This is the flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called what? A woman. So that means that it's expected naturally that brother Adam should be able to lead about Sister Eve. But in this day, when you plug in a sister into a brother's life, there's tendency that that sister can shut you down. The being they call weaker vessel. So you talk about power and talk about capacity. Now that generator outside has power. It's running. But the way it's designed, it also have its capacity is the load that it can carry. So it has power. But when we go to test that power, we load it. So when they plug in load on that generator, when it exceeds its capacity, it begins to misbehave. Its sound will change. Smoke will come out. It begins to burn oil. Water will get hot. It will get to a point, it will shut down. So when they say that you are heirs together of the grace of life, And that your prayer must not be hindered is both power and capacity they are talking to you about. Say load.
Load.
Say load.
Load.
Say my sister is a load.
My sister is a load.
Is she not a load? What do you normally say? Say eru. You never use that word before. That eru that you are seeing on the outside, that eru is also on the inside. So that load that is attracting you, that load that you love, that load that is external, the load that is in the soul is more. And they call it weaker vessel. So ask yourself, how can a weaker vessel overload my power? It can overload your power. It can shut you down. Your AVR can burn. You could just run, you know, they give light. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So you see that power is enablement. Capacity is the ability to perform. And you must have these two for you to say that basically you have the power to lead a body sister. So we'll go back to our scripture. Then we just take one other scripture with it and we'll be fine. So a weaker vessel is not weak because it's not intelligent. It's not weak because it's not strong. It's weak because it has the capacity to slow you down. It's weak because you can think in one direction. She can think in 10 directions. And the way God has done it, you might not be able to move your one direction step until you wait for her 10 directions to become one. So you are at a junction. You want to go from A to B. And she wants to go from A to Z to X to M to L to P. Then finally she's going to see B. Now, within that soul movement, if you don't have power, you are gone. That's the truth. And she's not that she's wicked because she wants to go from those rights that she's taking. Because in you leading about a sister is the fact that God wants to save you. It's like the way you got born again. Your soul just see the provision that heaven has made for you to escape from the clutch of hell. And you jump into the water. And the water is sweet. But they never told you the full package. But know that about it, that day you had joy. That day, the joy you have that day, anytime you go back to that experience, you think that joy is more than the joy you have now. So that thing called weaker vessel is salvation. Say salvation.
Salvation.
Wow. That thing called weaker vessel is what? Salvation. It's a salvation package. And if you don't see the salvation package, you will burn out. So you now ask yourself, the truth is that when you come to this junction, you can pretend for some weeks, you crack. Oh. You will think that the way you used to speak to your sister before you marry her, gentle, tender, caring, loving, patience, overlooking, you know, forbearing, you understand, forgiving. You know, the power that is giving you that is the what? Is the package you are seeing outside. By the time you have the full package and you are dwelling, he said dwell. Hallelujah. And you are not dwelling with the weaker vessel. You are dwelling with the weaker vessel. Then you realize that all those packages you were using before the marriage, that the weaker vessel can expire there in 2 weeks. Then you will now come to yourself, do I have power? Do I have capacity? So the scripture said that you must dwell with them with knowledge.
So another word for knowledge is love. You must dwell with them with love. You know, you must dwell with, you can't dwell with them with carnal knowledge or with this worldly knowledge. You must dwell with them with the true knowledge. And truly that you can't have the true knowledge or the real understanding except you yourself, you are plugged into a power. Sometimes, Pastor, I ask myself, sorry, is it me that in the midst of all this pressure, I'm responding like this? Yes, and when you sit down and track it, because truly, years of the grace of life is the real agenda of you leaning about a sister. Both for you and for the sister. And if you are not plugged into the resource of the air of the grace, you will keep being shut down. They will shut you down so tight that you yourself, you don't understand yourself. So, being you, when you are dwelling, say dwell. How do you dwell? How do you dwell? You dwell from afar off. You dwell by being bitter. You dwell by keeping malice. No, when you dwell, you are close. When you dwell, you are what? You are close. You are close. Now, I'll use this analogy again. The Lord taught me this during the week. I was driving out of an estate, and I saw a chicken. Or is it a chicken? You call it the mother hen, right? Hen is the female, right? It has about 5 chicks. And she was crossing an highway, a major road. I passed beside her. And the Lord spoke to me that, Peter, do you know one thing? That chicken, nobody will kill her and her children and her chicks. Nobody. And what will make her not to die is not even her own power. It's the chick's power. So imagine that hen is crossing a road and the little chicks are following it. And you are driving a car on top speed. And you saw, the first thing you see, is it the hen or the chicks you see? It's the chick you see. I'm trying to define what's called weaker power or weaker vessel. Hallelujah. You will see the chicks. That chicks that you have seen. Hallelujah. And you will see the hen. But the power that breaks you is the chicks. Now, another day. Remove the chicks. Let the hen cross the road. It's likely he will die. Hallelujah. It's likely, maybe before, 100 people will stop for the mother and the chicks. This time around, one person will not stop. He will kill that end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah. Wow. Also imagine a baby crawling on the streets. Want to cross the road. And a car is coming at top speed. And 4 people are also walking on the streets. Everybody will run towards that child to carry it. Whether it is yours or you know the mother, you don't know the mother. It's a power that will pull. So nobody leaves about a sister without understanding the body mystery. It's a mystery of the body. Now, the Bible said that our parts that are uncomely. I'm defining weaker vessel for you. Our parts that are less honorable. Our parts that are weak. Our parts that are dependent upon other parts. He said, what do? We bestow much honor. Your mop stick in your house is more careful than your chair. Do you know that? You don't agree with me? Your mop stick in your house is more cared for on a daily basis than your chairs. You know why? He's the one that cleans your house. And when you use it, you must return it back into what? A good state. But it does the dirty job. And when you don't maintain it, your house will what? Will smell. When they use it another time, what happens? They say, what happened here? Who mopped this place? So, the part of us that is vulnerable, that is weak, is the one that heaven has designed that you bestow more honor to. That is the law of heaven. And that's how heaven works. And that law has been planted also in you. So the capacity and the power to lead by a sister, God has given you. Because God also used the same law for you. Because he knows your frailty. Heaven and earth should have been wrapped up. But God cannot wrap it up on the basis of power. So, it's a law that I must bestow more honor. More patience. More endurance. When she's talking, I must be what? Quiet. When she's angry, I must have the power to take away anger and restore my sister to whom she is. See, true power is the ability for you to be at equilibrium at all times. And not only stay there, and bring either your sister to be at equilibrium with you. When you say you have power, is that I can quicken you. That's what you're saying. I can quicken you. The true test of power is not that you are not invaded. The true test of power is that you are not invaded and you can deliver souls that may be invaded. When you say you have power, then you can deliver soul. When you say you have power, then you can make the weaker vessel strong. That's the test of your power. You are not yet powerful when the weaker vessel remains what? Weak. You are only powerful when you can what? You can safeguard your home. Hallelujah. Amen. So, that chicken that is crossing the express, when you see it, I keep asking myself, every time I see that law, they come in different shape. When you get to a bus stop, you see one baba like, he's my pylon, I will kill you. Then you see one baba, me wa shiri, papa me, omo eni moje, agba mi nigbo. You just saw that guy that is bragging, all his power just dropped. And I ask myself, who is more powerful? Is it the man that has muscle? Or the man that has sweet words? At the end of the day, the man did not carry a blow. He brought the man that is venting and vaunting. He brought him to his feet. Now, in the eyes of everybody, he say he's all there, right? He's mumu. But actually, in that contest, he won. In that contest, he's the king. He has brought the mighty to his feet. With a law. The law of life. So your fellowship and your communion with the source of life himself is the sustainer of your power and your capacity. A man must remain spiritual. A man must be in fellowship. A man must be in communion. A man must be ghosted. Hallelujah. A man must be in the spirit. A man must be walking with the Holy Ghost day in, day out. You have no choice. So we give honor unto the wives as unto weaker vessel. We nourish it and we cherish it even as the Lord. You know, and all this you will do because ask yourself, it's not easy to speak with gentleness in the face of contradiction. In the day that weaker vessel come to put pressure or test on your powerhouse, then you know that it takes your walk with God, your communion with the Spirit, your obedience of the Spirit to actually power the house. So we must also know that our sisters are unique. Our sisters are what? Are unique. The way men are also unique. They come in different variety. A man that has power to lead by his sister does not compare his sister with another. You know why? The package that God has given you is for the variation of your soul. So if you are comparing, the soul that God has packaged that sister for and your soul are not the same. And God has packaged those environments, packaged because you know that at the end of the day, both of you should be what? Heirs of grace of life. Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord help you.
Amen.
May the Lord strengthen you.
Amen.
May you find grace to build yourself up.
Amen.
Because your building is the real powerhouse. You might say that I'll be gentle with my sister. I will honor her. I will care for her. I'll be... My brother, you know they work like that. There must be another power. There must be a resident power. There must be a resident authority. There must be a resident influence in this tabernacle that will give you the capacity to nourish and to wash at all times. Yes, you will stumble, but you must rise again. He said, do a righteous man fall 7 times. He will rise again, right? And that scripture begins to have a new meaning to me. Because in falling, there is greater power to be in. It's only a man that fall and didn't learn in his falling that is a foolish person. Whenever I goof with my wife, I sit down, I take stock. I find the love like that I broke. Even if I have an argument with her, that I didn't even goof. The fact that I'm even having an argument, do you understand, is enough for me to take a stock. I should not even be having an argument. Even if I have an argument, or the fact that I feel offended, or despised, or not respected, or not honored, or not cared for, you understand, is enough for me to take stock. So, you must learn to take stock. And you must be objective and sincere with your life. You must be truthful. In this matter, I keep telling myself, if I've been here before, I should not be here again. That's the truth. If I've been here before, if I'm wise, if I'm lending my voice to understand it, if I'm taking knowledge, you understand, of the Most Holy, I should not be here again. I must ponder on my path. How did I get here? What happened? That's one who has the power to lead over his sister. What happened? How did we get here? We had a disagreement. We argue. You understand? What happened? You look at it. Then in the midst of examining, you felt what take about well, your 4x4. Say 4x4. Say 4x4. I've learned one thing. In every disagreement, even if you are not the one, you are not disagreeing yet, the opposite is one disagreement, you have a contribution to it. So you must first look for it. Where did I put in the fire? When you find where you put in the fire, you understand? Then you address it. Keep doing that. You know what it does for you? It enlarges your heart. It brings more tolerance to you. Then it will bring you to a place one day that you have compassion. So you must remain plugged in. Say plugged in. You must remain plugged in. Because that's where the power is. Love is a person. Knowledge is a person. Understanding is a person. You must stay under. Say under.
Under.
And keep standing. Say standing.
Standing.
That's understanding, though. Understanding that you have a law. You have a commandment. You have an instruction. It is weighty. But you must see what? Keep standing under it and keep walking with it. May Lord bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Nemo, amen, 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 amen.
Shofara monga fenkele kuta la buva. Serante mfeleni munja kapata. Semino tabrinianta. Tabufra andu gamenashke. Peleando pano. peluve, zutaga, pelianto. Come, call it. Just as you have called it, even just as you have spoken it, just as you have called it, even just as you have named it, even that which you have named upon them, even that which you have sealed upon them, even that which you have written concerning them. Oh, even that which has come into my ears concerning these ones. Oh, for there shall be a performance. Obio ferrega deminotovi antaramane kapa. Mend the gap. Tying it up, holy. Tying it up completely. Opile pufutsa saile bunkatalia. It's supply. Even by reason of words of blessing spoken over you, its supply is here. Even as pertaining even to that lack, even that lack you have been looking to me for, even that lack that you have been fearful about, I say a performance is here by virtue of the supply that has come to you. Oh, see the supply, latch onto it and begin to walk in it by faith, for I have taken away that limitation. I've taken away that fear, even that which you fear, I have taken it away. Amen, man. You are man of the year and the amen. So begin to walk in the reality. Begin to walk in the reality that it is done. Look not at the behind. Look not at that which is behind. Look not at that which scares you. Oh, for I have done it. Oh, a ministration, a special ministration, even for performance. See the Spirit of God.
Just find in my spirit that, you know, the Lord is making men of you. He's making men of you. And I just also hear in my spirit that walk by faith and not by sight. Step into the dark by the light of faith within you. Step into the waters by the solidity of my word. And you will find that you'll be able to walk on the waters. Come in. It's an estate that has been prepared for you. It's a kit. It's a garment. It's an armor that has been set. It's not about you. But as you step into that office, as you step into that armor, you begin to tap into graces you've never known existed. You begin to tap into strengths. You begin to tap into abilities you never know existed. For they've been waiting for you. I'm setting you forth as examples. Examples to your brothers as well. Who are wondering whether to step their feet into the waters. They put their feet on it, they go back. They put their step on it, they go back. They try, they go back. But as I set you forth, I'm setting you forth as examples. Examples for the laymen. Examples for the lay brothers to strengthen them. For they will see how I will push you forth. Oh, it may not look as if there's a tide, but as you step into the shallow banks, as you step, it doesn't look as if there's a tide. Then my wind will begin to move your sails. My wind will begin to take you on and on and on. And it will be said of you that indeed these are men that the Lord has helped. I would raise my testimony of help in you. I will raise my testimony of help in you. I also find in my spirit, don't be afraid. Fear not. Only believe. Fear not. Only believe. Fear not. Step into this estate. For I've been waiting for you. I'm waiting for you on the other side. Fear not, and only believe. And rejoice as well. Rejoice, for the bridegroom rejoiceth as he cometh out of his chamber. You are stepping into rejoicing. There's nothing to be afraid of. And ye, brothers, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's a thing of great joy for the Father to release his sons unto his daughters is a thing of great joy. Rejoice in your spirit. Rejoice. Thank you, Father.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostuchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.